From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Congress has passed a proposal pushed by Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill that's aimed at helping World War II veterans she says were exposed to mustard gas by the military. McCaskill told reporters yesterday that the measure will show veterans that the government believes them and could help them get benefits. Senators sent the proposal to President Donald Trump as part of another bill to expand college aid for military veterans. McCaskill says it will require the government to reconsider disability benefits denied to those who claim the testing caused health problems. She says the military tested mustard gas and a blister agent on about 60,000 veterans, but those tested were sworn to secrecy until 1991. Express Scripts gave $10,000 to help fund Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' inauguration months before it received a no-bid contract from the state. The Kansas City Star reported yesterday that the donation was listed on Express Scripts' website among other political contributions. Greitens had released a list of benefactors to his January inauguration, but did not disclose how much donors gave. Greitens' administration recently gave the St. Louis-based company a $250,000 contract to help administer a program to monitor prescription drugs. Greitens' administration has argued a competitive bidding process for the recent state contract was not required. A St. Louis area branch of the NAACP is pushing back against an advisory supported by state and national NAACP members that urges caution while traveling in Missouri. St. Louis NAACP President Esther Haywood said in a statement yesterday that the advisory could end up hurting workers in the state's hospitality industry. The Missouri NAACP issued the advisory in June to warn travelers to be careful because of what it called a danger that civil rights won't be respected. National delegates also voted in favor of it. The advisory cites a new law to make it more difficult to sue for housing or employment discrimination, among other things. Haywood says the local branch doesn't approve of the legislation, but cautioned the travel advisory could harm NAACP members. A nonprofit group and two St. Charles County residents are suing the county over its prescription drug monitoring program. United for Missouri said in a news release yesterday that the drug monitoring program violates citizens' right to privacy and against unreasonable searches and seizures. St. Charles' program requires those prescribing and dispensing prescription drugs to provide information to the Department of Public Health. The goal is to prevent people from, quote, doctor shopping, to obtain several prescriptions from different doctors. United for Missouri said the program raises the possibility that people could access and/or disclose personal prescription drug information without a warrant. Missouri was the only state in the country without a statewide program until Governor Eric Greitens created one in July by executive order. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.